Morning, everybody. So let's read Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 to 17. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your early nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of this, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these days in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourself of all such things as this: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all.
Now let's begin.
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, and you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Thank you, John, for the Bible reading. Now let's prepare our heart to listen to God's word. Elmer, you may take the place now.
Good morning, church. So we have the next sermon on the series Clothes for the Christian Journey. And today we will talk about clothes of the journey. And I want to start with a picture. Ryan, my son, he had a project at school a while ago, I think 3-4 weeks ago, where they would stand in front of a green screen and then take a picture, and then they paste a nice background behind it. And that's what you see here in this picture. You see a big motorcycle with three, with Ryan and two of his classmates. And Ryan prepared for this event. He said, I want to look like Max Verstappen. So he put on the clothes that we had for a racing car, and put on a hat like Max Verstappen always has. So now he is on this picture being Max Verstappen. And he really liked that. So I think this is a nice introduction about the topic today, because he was putting on the clothes of Max Verstappen to look like him. And when we read about this today also, we will see that back. Let's first have a little bit of background on the Colossians. The Colossian church was a church mainly containing people that were not Jews, Gentiles. A lot of people in that church, they came from a pagan society. They were used to worship angels and to worship idols, and influenced by many religions in the Colossian city. They worshiped their gods, and part of this worship was temple prostitution. So when we read this chapter, the background, to realize the background of the people who Paul was writing to, is very important to know. So part of this worship of the god was the prostitution in the temple. People, they had wives for status, and they went to the temple for their gratifications, for their lusts, for their greeds. They went to the temple to be satisfied. And that's a very God it's a society that is very far away from God. And then when we read in Colossians chapter 3, we see in this part that we just read, we see three actions, three verbs: put to death, put off, and put on. When you see put to death, it does not look like a recommendation. It looks more like a command. You have to put to death this and this and this. And then you have to put off and put on. And I want to discuss all three actions a little bit in the next slides. What should we put to death? And put to death, it means you put something in the ground, you bury it, and nowhere, never to be seen again. And what should we put to death? We read about all these sins that were mentioned: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed. These are all things that were related to the temple prostitution, to the culture that that the Colossians came from before they were Christians. It is actually the way of the world that was present at that time. And when we look at the world right now, it's not much different. We see the sexual immorality everywhere around us. We see the free sex and the pornography everywhere. We see billboards about sleeping with someone else than your partner. There's so much impurity and sexual immorality around us that the world at that time is not much different than the world now. It is all related to idolatry. All these items, they are related to idolatry. And God hates idolatry. God is a jealous God. God wants that we worship Him and nothing else. We don't worship our bodies. We don't worship idols. That's what God wants. So that's why this one is so important, not to put off, but to put to death. This does not belong in a life of a Christian. Simple as that. God is very jealous about this. And that's what we read also. These things we read in verse 6. Verse 5 says, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. These things cause the wrath of God on this earth. Idol worship. And the world now, again, like I said, the world now is not different than the world before. And we read that in Ephesians 2, verse 2, that we should put to death the ways of this world. In Ephesians 2, verse 2, we read, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. So no one is excluded. All of us, when we lived in this world before we were Christians, we were walking in this craving of our own flesh. And we followed the desires and thoughts of our flesh. And that is what this is about. God tells us to put it to death. You know, we have read in the previous week, when Gilbert was preaching, that we are dead and buried with Christ and we are a new life. So that is our position. We are already a new life. But still God says, whatever you were before you were put to death and buried with Christ, put it to death also in your actions. So not only in your position, but also in your actions. And God urges us to get rid of these things. And you know, these things, they are destructive. They are destructive not only for yourself, but they are destructive also for the church. When sexual immorality happens within the church, it destroys the church, and it happens. And I've seen it when I was a kid. One of the leading pastors, not in my church, but in a church that was close to us, he slept with several women outside his marriage, and it destroyed the church. It was really terrible. This is what God wants us to put to death, because it is destroying, destructive. It is idolatry, and God does, is a jealous God. He wants us to worship him alone. That's about this, put to death. It's a verb that we have to do. And then it becomes a little bit milder. It does not, it's not anymore about put to death, but it's about putting off things that do not belong in your life. Putting off, like dirty clothing. That's why I have this picture. It's dirty clothing that you put off. What should we put off? We should put off our old self and its practices. The things that we should put to death are the things of the flesh. The things that we should put off are the things of our minds. How is our mind going? It's about anger, rage, malice, slander. Malice, I looked it up, it means that you want to do evil to someone else. And slander is that you talk evil about someone else, whether that's it is true or not. You should not talk about evil about others. Filthy language, lies. You know, and when we look at this list, I think every one of us can point out something that we are struggling with. If getting angry when your children are misbehaving, it's the fault of it's the problem of all parents, I think. And it's so easy to talk evil about someone else. We have just had the president election, and it's so easy to point out bad things about one of the elected, one of the candidates. And we see that all the time. We see funny pictures about Trump or about Biden. We do it. We talk bad about other people, even we don't realize it. And bad words is a filthy language. It easily slips out of our mouth, also as Christians. But God says, this is not who you are. This is not what you should wear. I want you to wear my clothing. We should take off, put off all these things that misrepresent God. We are Christians. We are representing God in our lives, in this world. And these things, they misrepresent God, because God does not want us to be angry. God does not want us to rage or to have negative bad thoughts about others, or to speak bad things about others. He wants us to have a clean mouth and not lie to each other. That's what we also read. And let's read it again. Do not lie to each other in verse 9. Since you have taken off your old self with its practices. God wants us to take off our old self, that we have a clean mind, and we can put on the clothes of God, the what he is giving us. And we read about that in the next part. So put off our old self, our dirty clothing, our filthy rags, put it off. Put off all these things that can occupy our minds and replace the clothes that God has for us. In the next part, this is all about the mind. What we should put to death is all about the flesh. What we should put off is all about the mind. We are already buried with Christ. And we are already a new person. God has given us an intimate relationship with him. That's what we talked about last week. But this is about actions that we do. After that is the case. It's not only your position, it's also an attitude. And this is about attitude. So we put off our old self in its practices, and we put on our new self in the image of our Creator. You know, this is what God has given us. God has prepared clothes for us to wear. So how does that look like, these new clothes? It's about compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness. And this is all covered in one word called love. And if you remember a long time ago, we had a series on the fruits of the Spirit. I think four of them, they come back in the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I remember them from that that series. So we see kindness and humility and gentleness and patience and love, they all come back as fruits of the Spirit. These are things that God gives us, wants to give us. This is an attitude that we should have to each other and to the world. Putting on God's clothing. And you know, why do we do this? Because we want to look and represent God in the way he is. And we are grateful for what he has done for us. God gave his son to die for us. And he gave his son also as an example. Lord Jesus, he showed all these things. He showed compassion to sinners. He showed kindness and humility. He never put himself equal to the Father. He was always humble towards his Father, God. He showed gentleness and patience. And hundreds of times he has showed forgiveness. And forgiveness is not easy when someone has harmed you. It's not easy to forgive. But when you put on the clothes of God, then forgiveness is part of it. And God will also give us the power to forgive. So when we live together as Christians, as church, these kind of things, they make or break a church. If there is no compassion or kindness, no forgiveness inside a church, the church is nothing. We need love amongst one another. And that's what we read in that last part of Colossians 3, verse 5 to 17. So therefore, as God's chosen people, we read in verse 12, holy and dearly loved. You know, God loves us. We are holy in front of him. We have a new position. We are already renewed. Holy and dearly loved. Clothe yourself with compassion. These are the things that God wants to give us. New clothes. Compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. See, here we see the example of Jesus. The Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. So it's like you put on your shirt. The shirt of love, the shirt of compassion, the pants of kindness, the shoes of humility, and over that you put the big coat of love. The coat of love which binds all these clothes, everything together in perfect unity. And then, just like Ryan represented Max Verstappen, we represent God because we are wearing his clothes, the clothes that he gave us. And then let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. This is all about gratitude. To be thankful to God for what he has done. Of course we want to represent him. We want to show him to everyone else. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. You know, and as a church, that's what we do, right? We come together and worship him. We just sing songs, beautiful songs. And maybe it feels like you're singing alone because you are sitting behind your screen. But yet, even online, together we sing towards God with gratitude in our hearts. So these new clothes, to summarize for today, these new clothes, they are made for us. God made it for us. And we read that in Ephesians 2 verse 10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, forgiveness, love, they are all good works that God has prepared in advance for us to do. These are the clothes that he gave us. And he says, wear them. This is who I am. So wear them. So you look like who, like me. And we should put them on daily. Every time, every day we wake up, we can choose the clothes we are wearing, or your wife chooses the clothes you're wearing. Yeah, that's also possible. In my case, sometimes my wife selects my clothing. And when I wear them too long, she says, can you wear new clothing today, please? So we should put on daily God's clothing. And we read that in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Every day we can choose to wear our old clothing, our filthy rags, or we choose to put on God's clothing. And God asks us to realize every morning when we stand up, when we get up, to put on his clothing today. Do we realize that? Do we have this in our minds? Today I'm going to be kind, humble, gentle. I'll have compassion on my colleagues or the people I meet that are in need. I will be patient towards my annoying colleague, for example. And I will forgive. But most of all, I will love the people around me, the people that God puts in our lives. I will love my brothers and sisters. And why are we doing this? To represent Jesus. Colossians 3, verse 17 is the last verse of our Bible reading today. You read that. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. When God the Father looks at us, he wants to see Jesus. Not only in our position, because that's what he sees. When he looks at us, he sees Jesus. Because we are anew. But he also wants to see Jesus in our actions. How do we represent God? Do we look like Jesus? Day by day, put on the clothes that God has made for us. I want us to think about that every morning. And think about, today I'm going to wear your clothing, Lord, that you have made for me. In Micah 6, verse 8, we read, that is my closing verse for today. What does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Let's do that every day. Amen.